Church of the Highlands is Alabama's biggest megachurch. Campuses have mushroomed across the state. One of its latest expansions has been into the inner city. It leases worship space at two Birmingham schools. But there's been pushback in the community, some of it highlighting a racial divide. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart reports.
It's 9:45 on a Sunday morning, time for the first of two worship services at Church of the Highlands West. Church happens to be at Parker High School in West Birmingham. Greeters welcome people at the doors. Upbeat Christian music booms from the speakers. This branch of Alabama's biggest megachurch opened about a year ago. The Birmingham School Board recently renewed the church's lease for three more years at Parker and another campus at Woodlawn for about $1 million combined. But the issue was contentious. Two board members objected for a variety of reasons. One complained about an ant problem, saying it was the church's fault for bringing in food on the weekends. Another opposed the school system signing any long-term leases on school property. Parker High School parent Hazel Thompson says church activities interfere with weekend school activities. She says the decision to allow the church to rent school space is all about the money.
Y'all don't care, just as long as y'all getting a buck. A dollar is about a dollar, selling our children out for a dollar.
Others, like school board member Sandra Brown, say Church of the Highlands has been a plus.
They're doing good things in the neighborhood. I see no harm in it. If they're going to bring people in that's never been to church, that's good.
Underneath this debate are some deep-seated concerns on the part of black church leaders that have been in West Birmingham for decades. The congregation at Church of the Highlands, across its nearly 20 campuses, is mostly white. Patrick Sellers is pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in West Birmingham. He says the megachurch has not worked with other churches in the area, including his.
I think it would be good to partner with those local churches that are within those communities already. Don't come in to draw from them and dry them up.
Many black churches struggle with shrinking congregations and limited resources. Sellers says it's tough for some to compete with megachurches that have lots of members and plenty of money for ministry. At Church of the Highlands West, a band plays on the stage with brightly colored flashing lights. A team of young praise singers wears jeans and sneakers. Sellers worries urban churches won't survive if enough members leave to join the megachurch. The Ohio State University sociologist Corey Edwards studies race and power in churches. She says that tension between megachurches led by mostly white people and urban churches is common.
Churches that are led by white people and run by white people don't tend to work with black churches and black leadership.
The pastor at Church of the Highlands West declined to be interviewed for the story. Sellers says, regardless, his church will continue to work in the community, feeding the homeless, for example. He says black churches are a foundation of the community. If they go, he says, so does the neighborhood. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.